This is TWiT.
Netflix has filed a petition to the FCC demanding that it deny the proposed merger between Comcast and Time Warner, which the company had previously promised to do. Netflix claims that it would result in, quote, serious public interest harm, and cites examples of Comcast using network congestion as an excuse to shift Netflix traffic to paid internet connections and data caps that have been used to steer customers away from third-party streaming companies like Netflix or Hulu. The company also disagrees with Comcast and Time Warner Cable's claims that there's enough competition in the market because DSL offerings from AT&T and Verizon are often insufficient for Netflix streaming. The company also notes it's too expensive for consumers to switch broadband services and often have zero alternatives, which would only worsen with a merger. Speaking of the FCC, the commission got a new chief technology officer. Chairman Tom Wheeler announced today that University of California, Irvine professor Scott Jordan is the new top tech advisor at the FCC. Jordan is focused on communications policy issues like net neutrality and fairness for different devices and pricing issues on the internet. He previously served on the FCC's advisory committee for net neutrality regulations, and going forward, he'll provide technical advice across the FCC and will work with outside tech experts to make sure agency officials are doing all they can to use all the best technology. The Wall Street Journal is reporting that venture capital firm Kleiner Perkins Caulfield and Byers is investing in Snapchat, but not just investing. It would put the ephemeral messaging service at around a $10 billion valuation. Of course, the journal is citing people familiar with the matter. Snapchat's valuation was about $2 billion last year. So why such a jump? Well, the journal cites a source briefed on the company's metrics that Snapchat now has over 100 million monthly active users, with about two-thirds of those users logging into the service every day. By comparison, WhatsApp, which was acquired by Facebook earlier this year for $19 billion, announced it has over 600 million monthly active users. They announced that this week. And Twitter has a market cap of about $29 billion and has 271 million monthly active users. So basically, these are crazy days. Bloomberg is reporting that Apple suppliers are getting ready to manufacture a new iPad that's bigger than the current 9.7-inch iPad Air, with a screen measuring 12.9 inches. That's diagonally, citing anonymous sources. Sales of iPads, which is Apple's second biggest product by revenue behind the iPhone, have declined for two straight quarters. Apple suppliers recently started manufacturing an updated 9.7-inch screen iPad, and were also set to enter production of a new version of the iPad Mini, say people familiar with the plans. The devices are set to be available later this year in time for the holiday season. So who wants a bigger iPad is really the question. Probably businesses. Back in July, Apple unveiled a partnership with IBM, and CEO Tim Cook said part of the deal was to sell to corporations so they could be a catalyst for future iPad growth. Speaking of iPads, Los Angeles School Superintendent John Deasy has suspended future use of a $1 billion contract with Apple that was to provide every student with an iPad after a draft report of a district technology committee, which was obtained by the LA Times, claimed the technology effort showed problems with both the process and the implementation. Disclosures were also made that Deasy and his top deputy had close ties to executives at Apple and Pearson, which is the company providing the curriculum on the devices. Yesterday, the teachers' union called for an official investigation of the original contracting process, and a source that the Times claims is close to the district said that LA Unified's Inspector General is planning to conduct additional interviews. Yesterday, we talked about Amazon buying video game streaming company Twitch for a reported $970 million, which was a surprise to a lot of people after about 3 months of reports that Google, not Amazon, was in talks to acquire Twitch. So what happened? A source tells Forbes that Google was unable to close the deal because it was concerned about potential antitrust issues that could have come with the acquisition. Google, of course, already owns YouTube, which competes with Twitch to broadcast and stream live on-demand video game sessions. A source says that because of these concerns, Google and Twitch couldn't come to an agreement on the size of a potential breakup fee in case the deal didn't go through.